Blog Talk Radio.
Amazing God, amazing King, you are absolutely everything. Glory be to God. Father God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercies, Father God, on this morning. Another opportunity to come in faith, another opportunity to bow in your presence. Father God, as we confess every sin of omission and commission, Father, and we're just so grateful to you, Father, for blessing us to rise and to shine and to give your name all the glory, the honor, and all the praise. Father, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day, Father, a day that you have made, and we say thank you for it. Now, Father, we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day according to your wisdom, your love, your grace, your mercies, your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Father, thank you for sustaining us, upholding us, leading us, guiding us, directing us, and instructing us, and blessing us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, God, we commit this service into your hands. Hallelujah, that Jesus and Jesus alone will be glorified. And as you taught your disciples to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. And good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Ministry and Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ. He is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. We want to especially welcome all of our first-timers visiting with us here in our early morning fellowship services. Amen. We invite you, amen, to the table. Amen. Glory be to God. This is the breakfast for champions. Amen. Glory be to God. We're not serving any fast foods here. Glory be to God. We're not serving any, amen, McDonald burgers. Amen. Glory be to God. The stuff that we're serving here, amen, is from scratch. Amen. From scratch. It's nothing like home-cooked meals from scratch. Well, we want to bless be the name of the Lord. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. Glory be to God. So champions have to eat differently, amen, from those who choose not to be a champion. And so this is the place, amen, where you will find, amen, what you need in Jesus' name. I am Dr. Alfreda Bradford. I am the pastor of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. Just lifting up the name of the Lord for one more day. Amen. And to God be praised. So please enjoy the services on today. Amen. And continue to come back with us as we meet on this platform 7 days a week. We're here every day. Amen. Monday through Saturdays, we're here at this hour. And then we come back on Sundays at 12 o'clock noon. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the living God. We also have an altar of prayer where you can meet us for prayer. Amen, beloved. Amen. Nothing happens without prayer. And so we invite you to please come and join us. Amen. At the altar prayer, Monday through Fridays at 12 o'clock noon and then at 9 p.m. And we bless the Lord. All right, all right, all right, all right. The Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit. We pray that you are enjoying, amen, our teaching, our series on the Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit, the third person in the Godhead. Amen. We pray that the eyes of your understanding are enlightened. It's encouraging you to get to know him better, to know him more. Amen. And so we thank God. Amen. Yesterday, amen, we shared with you, amen, how the Holy Spirit, amen, will show us, amen, things of the come. Matter of fact, let us just start there right now. Amen. Father God, we bless you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. St. John, amen, chapter number 16. And I want to read just a couple verses in your hearing. St. John, chapter number 16, verse number 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Ah, and this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Amen. So we want to pick up here where we left off yesterday. So yesterday, amen, we took a look in verse number 13. Glory be to God, how the Holy Spirit's ministry is to show you things to come. So, beloved, if the Holy Spirit is showing us things to come, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, then we ought to be leaders. We ought to be leading in the marketplace. We ought to be leading in industry. We ought to be leading. I say we are in training for reigning. Glory be to God. Our series, glory be to God, expanding our capacity to lead. Every born-again believer needs to be leading. And whatever your industry is, whatever your field is, whatever your career is, whatever your walk is, you ought to be leading above the world, above your competition. You ought to be the leader. Why? Because the Holy Spirit shows us things to come. He will unsolve the mysteries. Huh? He will give you those witty inventions. He'll do whatever is necessary because one of his ministries, beloved, works is to show us things to come. So we should not be behind. We should be in the front. We should be fulfilling the mandate of God where he has called us to be the head and not the tail, the lender, not the borrower, in the front, not in the back, on the top and not on the bottom. Because if the Holy Spirit is showing us things to come, why are we in the back? Why are we in the bottom of the food chain? Why are we the last person in line? Why are we in the welfare lines? Huh? Glory be to God. So this is where we were yesterday. If you missed yesterday's teaching, go back and pull it up. Glory be to God. Because he's leading us. And there's no way the Holy Spirit is going to lead us and we're in the bottom. And we're in the back of the class. There ain't no way, Jose. Ain't no way, Jose. Glory be to God. That scripture also tells us, let's take a loving look at that. Glory be to God. Mm-hmm. So the Spirit of truth, he's going to guide us. Amen. He's not going to speak of himself, but only what he shall hear, that shall he speak and show us things to come. And he's going to glorify us. He shall glorify me. For he shall receive of mine and show it unto you. Amen, amen, and amen. Beloved, do you find the ability to express yourself in worship to God easy? Or do you find the ability to express yourself in worship to God difficult? Which one is it for you? Is it easy or is it difficult? Is it easy for you to lift your arms and audibly worship the Lord? Or do you feel self-conscious and think about the possibility that people might be watching you? Do you hesitate, beloved, to worship in the presence of others, but find it easy to worship at home when no one is watching? As Jesus prepared to depart from this world and sat in that upper room teaching his disciples about the Holy Spirit and his various roles, one of those roles that he stressed that the Holy Spirit would carry out is the ministry of glorifying Jesus. The Holy Spirit has a ministry of glorifying Jesus. And this is why he said, beloved, in our scripture today, he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Oh, that's beautiful. Let me repeat that. He shall glorify me, and he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Beloved, the word glorify can be translated in a variety of ways depending on its context. The word glorify can be rendered to extol, to praise, to magnify, to worship, to give honor, to give adulation, or to express one's fame or repute it, beloved, repute in John 16:14, in this particular scripture, it actually encompasses the full range of all of these meanings. When Jesus said that the Holy Spirit shall glorify me, he expressly meant that the Holy Spirit's role is to extol, the Holy Spirit's role is to magnify, to glorify, the Holy Spirit's role is to worship him. Worship who? Jesus. In fact, one of the Holy Spirit's chief role, beloved, is to give adulation and fame to Jesus, to glorify that name that is exalted above every other name. We look in the book of Philippians 2 and 19. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 says this: wherefore, God also have highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Glory be to God. Beloved, the Spirit of God doesn't seek to draw attention to himself. Oh, he is God. He's the third person of the Godhead, beloved, but he does not draw attention to himself in any way. Rather, he points everyone towards Jesus, 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 What's his name? Jesus. What's his name? Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Power in the name of Jesus. Victory in the name of Jesus. Deliverance in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. The Holy Spirit, beloved, draws attention to Jesus. Glory be to God. He points everyone to Jesus. Jesus is his name. There's no name that you can be saved by other than the name of Jesus. Every knee is going to bow at the name of Jesus. Every tongue is going to confess at the name of Jesus. This is what the Holy Spirit does. He points us to Jesus. Let's glorify the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He leads us into rapturous worship of our exalted Savior. Jesus is the one that's been exalted. Glory be to God. Let's worship him. Hallelujah. Beloved, because the Holy Spirit is an invisible, non-material spirit being, we cannot glorify Jesus in the way the Lord desires without using someone as a vessel through which to work. The Holy Spirit couldn't fulfill his ministry of glorifying Jesus unless he had a vessel. He couldn't do it because he's invisible. He couldn't do it by himself because he's non-material. Glory be to God. So by now, beloved, I'm sure you can guess that the vessel he chooses is the one in which he lives. You. He lives in you. The Holy Spirit lives in you. He needs your vessel. Glory be to God. To direct the glory to Jesus. He needs you to participate with him. He needs you to partner with him so that he can do his work to glorify Jesus through you. Glory be to God. Glory. How does the Holy Spirit fulfill his responsibility to glorify Jesus through you? He heals the sick. He casts out demons. He leads lost people to a saving knowledge of Jesus and so on. However, beloved, one of the most effective, magnificent avenues through which he glorifies Jesus is in those moments when your heart is full, in those moments when your hands are raised, in those moments, beloved, where your whole being is caught up in worshiping Jesus, the Lord. Let us lift Jesus up. Let us lift Jesus up higher and higher. And higher and higher. By his very nature, beloved, the Holy Spirit is a glorifier. He is a worshiper. And when he is free to work in your life as a believer, and you notice I said he got to be free. Oh, glory be to God. Why? Because you can quench him. You can grieve him. You can shut him down. You can tell him to shut up. You can tell him not now. You can tell him to get lost. Yes, you have the power to do that. But when he is free, oh, glory be to God, to work in your life as a believer is very obvious, beloved, because you will glorify Jesus. When the Holy Spirit is free in your life, Glory be to God. You will glorify him because that's what the Holy Spirit does. And if you're following the leader, if you're following the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is glorifying Jesus, you got to glorify him. Come on, let's give God some praise. Come on, let's give God some glory. Glory be to God. Beloved, if you allow the Holy Spirit to be loosed in your life. We binding and loosing all day long. But let me tell you who you need to loose. You need to loose the Holy Spirit, beloved. Glory be to God. Sometimes we binding and loosing. We're binding angels. God has sent his angel to your house, and you binding angels. Glory be to God. You better be careful what you're loosing and what you're binding. I said we got to loose the Holy Spirit inside of your life. Beloved, and when you loose him, when you loose the Holy Spirit to be who he is, when you loose the Holy Spirit to have his way, you will find yourself wanting to throw your hands up in the air. Oh, when you loose the Holy Spirit, beloved, you will find yourself moving your feet. You will find yourself lifting your voice to heaven with praise and with worship. When you loose the Holy Spirit in your life, beloved, you will be completely oblivious to who might be watching or judging you, because you don't care. You don't care who looking. You don't care who watching. I don't care. Glory be to God. I got to glorify the King. Come on, let's give him the glory. Come on, let's give him the praise. Beloved, the Holy Spirit seeks to glorify Jesus in every aspect of your life. He wants to glorify Jesus in your conversations. He wants to glorify Jesus in your behavior. He wants to glorify Jesus in your relationships. He wants your lips to be filled with Jesus. 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 What you got to say today, sister? Jesus. What you got to say today, brother? Jesus. What's your comments on the matter? Jesus. You got anything to talk about? Jesus. 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 Glory be to God. It don't take all that. Say who? Say who? Say who? If the Holy Spirit can glorify him, I'm going to glorify him too. Jesus. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. He is my deliverer. Jesus. He is my healer. Jesus. He's the lover of my soul. Jesus. He is my power. Jesus. He's my son. He's my shield. He's my bright and my morning star. Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. All they talk about is Jesus. You got something better to talk about? Glory be to God. I'm talking about the highest name in the universe. Jesus. A name that every knee is going to bow to. Jesus. A name that every tongue is going to confess. Jesus. The Jesus who was in the beginning. Jesus who is the Alpha, who is the Omega, who is the beginning, who is the ending. Jesus. All things consist of him. Jesus. 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 Oh, my God. My God. My God. I'm talking about being radical. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit's ministry. The Holy Spirit said, I don't come to glorify me. Hallelujah. Even in my own right, because I'm the third person of the Godhead. He said, no, 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 no. He said, I come to glorify Jesus. Hallelujah. John says this. He said, he shall glorify me. This is Jesus talking. Jesus said, the Holy Spirit, when he comes, he's going to glorify me. For he shall receive a mind, and he shall show it unto you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Beloved, the Holy Spirit's primary task is to reveal Jesus to you. And he'll take you to Jesus on a higher level than you have ever known before. A higher level. Let me tell you something. I'm so glad that the word comes, amen, glory be to God, to the preacher first. Glory be to God. Amen. As the Holy Spirit had me teaching on him and sharing on him. And so my relationship with him has been enhanced. My relationship has been enhanced to the point, beloved, amen, glory be to God, as I was ministering, amen, to a sister on yesterday. Glory be to God. And we talked for a long time, and then I prayed. And then later on that night, the Holy Spirit showed me exactly what was going on, showed me exactly what was going on. I was able to call it straight. Why? Because the Holy Spirit told me what was she could figure out. Glory be to God. And the Holy Spirit revealed it. Glory be to God. Beloved, it's like, amen, hallelujah. Remember the story of Elijah? Glory be to God. When they said he can tell you the conversation that you had in your bedroom with the door shut. Why? Because you're on a higher level now. You're on a level that you have never known before. You're on a level that you've never known before, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. With a level now, amen, where the Holy Spirit revealed to me exactly the details of a situation like I was there. Like I was there. Why? Because he's everywhere at the same time. He knows everything, and all power is in his hands. Glory be to God. But, love, he's just waiting for you to surrender. You ever been in a situation, amen, glory be to God, and you waiting for someone, glory be to God, and you wondering where they at, never called, never showed up. You finally talked to them, glory be to God, and they said, well, I was waiting on you. He said, well, how you waiting on me? And I was waiting on you. And the two of you never connected because they was over there waiting on you and you over there waiting on them. But I'm going to tell you right now, beloved, you ain't waiting on God. God waiting on you. And he's just waiting for you to surrender and take the plunge into this spiritual experience. This is a spiritual experience that is available to every believer. Believe me when I tell you, beloved, that you will never be the same. You will never, ever be the same. There's a saying, amen, hallelujah, in the Afro-American community, amen, hallelujah, that when you go black, you can't go back. Well, let me take that a little bit deeper. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, when you step into the spiritual experience, amen, with the Holy Spirit, you can't go back. Beloved, if you had a hard time abandoning yourself in worship in the past, today is a day for you to begin. I urge you to take a moment right now, wherever you are, and pray. Pray these words. Say, Holy Spirit, you are a worshiper, so I yield to you. I ask you to help me remove all my inhibitions as I do. I ask you not only to glorify Jesus in my behavior, my conversations, and my life. But right now, in a time of worship, I ask you to glorify Jesus through me. Beloved, if you pray this prayer, just yield. Say yes. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. Come on. Somebody tell the Lord yes. Somebody tell the Lord yes. Hallelujah. I don't know what I'm saying yes to. Just say yes anyhow. I'll just say yes anyhow. He ain't going to throw you under the bus. The Holy Spirit's not going to mislead you. The Holy Spirit's not going to lead you down the wrong avenue, baby. He ain't going to do that. He's in your best interest. Just tell the Lord yes. But what if this happened? What if, baby, now you in fear. Now you in fear. You wondering what if this and what now you, he has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Just tell the Lord yes. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. You're the potter. I'm the clay. Yes, Lord. Just tell the Lord yes, beloved. Yield. Come on. Yield. Humble yourself. Draw nigh to God. If you draw nigh to God, God will draw nigh to you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's where, amen, our patriarchs got that. You take one step. And God will take two. That's where they got that from that scripture. You draw nigh to God, and God will draw nigh to you. Come on, you got to do some stepping, baby. Stepping. Yield to the Holy Spirit and watch what he will do in you. Right now, beloved, as I close on this morning, right now, while no one is watching, I talk to you conservative ones. I talk to you, amen, who are embarrassed and find it difficult to give God some praise. Amen, glory, and all your praise going to be silent, and you don't want to open your mouth. You're embarrassed to open your mouth. Come on, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Right now, while no one is watching, lift up your arms to heaven. Right now, while no one is watching, begin to express your thanksgiving to Jesus. Right now, while no one is watching, allow the Holy Spirit to fill you and take you into a realm of worship that you've never known before. Our God is a spirit, and we who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Beloved, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit's primary task is to reveal Jesus to you. Do you want to know? Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. I'm glad I know. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. Hallelujah. But now this is it, though. This is it. Hear me. If you let him. If you let him. You got to hold on to that. If you let him. A man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. He will not force you. He will not force you. He is a gentleman. He is a gentleman. You got to want it. You got to want it. If you let him, he'll take you to Jesus. How do I find my way to Jesus? Follow me. He'll take you to Jesus on a level that you have never known before. Higher depths, new dimensions. Awesome. Awesome. You're talking about a life in the spirit. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. How'd you get here? He brought me here. The Holy Spirit brought me here. Why? Because I followed him. He leads me. He guides me. He directs me. He protects me. He teaches me. He tells me things to come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He glorifies Jesus. Amen. In me. I'm the vessel that he uses to glorify Jesus. He is there with you in this moment, beloved. And he's just waiting for you to surrender and take the plunge into that spiritual experience. Anybody want it? Anybody want it? Let me tell you something. Glory be to God. The more you want, he who hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Glory be to God. The more you get, the more you want. That's the thing about sin. See, that works. All God's principles work on the dark side, too. See, that's why sinners, amen, they can't get enough of sin, because the more sin they get, the more sin they want. But guess what? The more the Holy Spirit you get, the more the Holy Spirit you want. It is a love relationship that like surpasses, amen. You don't even realize it's available until you get there. And then when you get there, then the reality, the revelation is that there's much more for you to get. Woo! And you can't even imagine it because your cup is running over where you at. My God, Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, the time and place for you to start is right now. Not on Sunday when you get to church, not when the church doors open, Bible study night. No. Heck with all that, baby. You are the church. You are the church. I don't water down this ministry that we have here because we are the church. There's no time and distance in the spirit. You are the church, not the building that you go into. We thank God for the building, the edifice, but that ain't the church. You the church. The Holy Spirit lives in you. He tabernacles with you, and he needs you to give God the glory. Come on, let's give God the glory. Let's give God the praise right now. And the privacy of your own home, sitting in your car, maybe you're in the bathroom, wherever you're at, you can start right now, right now, right now, right now. He's waiting for you. He's waiting for you. So why not start the day, this day, this day? Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Father God, we bless you and we say thank you. Father God, we thank you that the Holy Spirit reveals Jesus. And we ask you to help us abandon our inhibitions and enter into the freedom of worship. Father, we know that there are realms of worship that we have never experienced. But today, we are opening ourselves to those realms and asking that the Holy Spirit unleash worship in us as never before. We surrender ourselves to be an instrument of worship, and Holy Spirit, we ask you to take us on an adventure as we learn to worship Jesus, as you reveal him to us on a level that we have never experienced before. And we pray this in Jesus' name, and we say thank you, and we bless you, and we magnify you. And our soul says yes, and our soul says yes, and our soul says yes. All right, hallelujah, my God, my God, my God, my God. Thank God for the word of God on today, amen. And God's word, amen, hallelujah, will never return into him void, but it will always accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do. Let the Holy Spirit, beloved, just move in your life. And you're going to be so happy. You, regardless of your external situation, you're going to be so happy. And your internal situation is going to turn your external situation all the way around in your favor, in Jesus' name. All right, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. We will be at the altar of prayer today. Amen. Glory be to God at 12 o'clock and then back at 9 o'clock. Amen. That telephone number is 385-799-9729. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Amen. And so we just want to thank God. When I go out, beloved, amen, to running my errands or my missionary journeys, whatever the Lord will have me to do, amen, I always keep some church cards and tracts in my pocketbook already. Amen. Inviting people to this ministry. Amen. Sometimes we get a little selfish. Amen. Inviting people. And matter of fact, one or two people came last week, and I'm believing that they're all coming in God's timing. Amen. Invite people to the prayer call. Invite them to the prayer call, beloved. Amen. Everybody got something to pray about, and all of us need some prayer. Amen. And so we thank God for the prayer warriors, amen, that serve in this ministry. God bless you. Amen. That's our announcements for today. Amen. Tomorrow night, amen, Wednesday night is Bible study night. Amen. And this Friday is our corporate worship at 10 p.m. And I think that's it. I think there's something else, but I don't recall, so evidently it's not the time to announce it. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. Thank you for allowing me to be, amen, in your service on today. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Father God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you for the word of God as it has come forth. Oh, the Holy Spirit is such a loving person. Oh, Father God, we're just falling in love. We're just falling in love with him. Oh, Father, we thank you for new levels of revelation. We thank you for how you're using us in a different way. We thank you for the spiritual experience that was available to us all the time. All the time has been available, but we didn't know. But that's okay, God. You winked at our ignorance, but you will have us not to be ignorant anymore. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Father, as we go out today, Father, show us your pathway for provisions and help us not to lean to our own understanding, but to acknowledge you in all of our ways. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we don't need to be in a crowd, Father God. Whatever we do in private, Father God, you will make it public. Help us to start practicing our praise and our worship to you and our songs, spirit of gratitude, Father God, just to give you all, to give you all because, Father, you gave us all when you gave us Jesus. Now help us to give you all. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit that will show us exactly how to do it. And we don't have to be embarrassed and worry about messing up. And we say thank you for using us. Thank you to our vessel. We make ourselves available to be used. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, Father God, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We seal this service, this prayer, Father God, this fellowship by the word, the blood, and the spirit. And we cast it at Jesus' feet to decree and to declare that it cannot and it will not be broken. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the Lord bless you and keep you. And the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. And Satan is defeated. Amen. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, amen, he is, amen, the Lord of Lords. Everybody have a good day. Amen and amen. Loose the Holy Spirit, beloved, and let God have his way in you, and your life will never, ever be the same. Pastor Alfreda signing out. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you.